Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Kelly, who's got, I think, a legitimate concern. She and her husband, basically, it sounds like you guys don't really practice religion one way or the other. Is that correct?
Right. Yes.
Okay. She has how many kids do you have?
Two older sons, so three altogether.
Oh, so the 13-year-old is the youngest.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Well, you're spared some grief then, because if the 13-year-old was the oldest, this is going to happen again. What happened is that Kelly's in-laws have been taking her daughter to church, and I think Kelly's been gracious in saying, that's fine. It turns out that they went, that Kelly gave them permission to take her daughter to what she thought was a party for somebody who'd been baptized, and it turned out to be a baptism party, which is a little different, and there was a mass baptism. And nobody asked permission. And, again, I think part of it depends on whether your in-laws knew ahead of time that's what was going to go on. But
I don't know about that, but my father-in-law did not do the baptism himself.
Okay.
My daughter's aunt and uncle were also there. This is what happened. Her aunt was asking her, do you want to be baptized? And
uh-huh.
She said no. And
okay.
then she asked her several other times. And if you know my daughter, she's very sweet. She's a people pleaser. She said, then she turned around and gave in and said yes. And then my mother-in-law kind of just pleaded ignorance, said that she didn't know that she was walking up to a pool to get baptized, didn't realize it.
Well, I think, you know, when in doubt, you might as well believe that. I mean, because it sounds to me that, first of all, and presumably this report is from your daughter. And your daughter has now got a dilemma, honey, because she knows, your daughter knows better than either your sister-in-law or your mother-in-law, that if your daughter had called up and said, Mom, I want to do this, you would have said no. And so your daughter is now sort of saying, well, you know, it wasn't really my fault, I was talked into it. Try to talk your daughter into going to bed earlier. Try to talk your daughter into brushing her teeth when you don't want to. I mean, 13-year-olds are not that easy to talk into anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we have to take that with a large chunk of salt. So, look, but honey, look, the point being, I don't think this was premeditated, that you had four people who basically were not trying to thumb their nose at you. They were doing something that they thought was a gift, literally a gift of eternal life to your daughter. Now, you can believe that they are wrong, but I don't think they were doing it out of malice. I don't think they were doing it out of spite. And again, I think you have to go to your daughter, and it would seem to me that the lesson going forward in this is not I'm furious with my in-laws, because I would take it at face value that your mother-in-law didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And your daughter, your daughter's going to have to learn going through life that, yeah, you can be a people pleaser, and God knows, listen, I started off today's program by saying I'm terrible at saying no. But once I said yes, I take responsibility for it. And I may not be very good at saying, no, I don't want to do that, or it doesn't make any sense, or we have to talk about this more, and I probably at some point should get better at it. But once I've said yes, I don't blame anybody else. I don't say, you talked me into it, or I had a weak moment, or I was just trying to be nice. No, and I think that's the message that has to be conveyed to your daughter. Not that you agree or disagree with her religious beliefs, because as she gets older, there are going to be a whole lot of things you don't agree with, including her politics, including her taste in music, her taste in men. I mean, there are going to be a whole bunch of things.
Right, okay.
And that's okay, even though she's your baby and she's your little girl. She's not a baby anymore, and she's right there on the brink of womanhood, if not, you know, she's not a baby anymore. And so if there's anything, I think, to go forward on this, because I was concerned that you had a whole bunch of younger kids and this was going to happen again, but it's not. It's clearly not.
Yeah.
But what you need, the message to your daughter has to be There are going to be all sorts of people who want you to do all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take responsibility for your own behavior. And, honey, look, I got to tell you, whispering in your ear, this was something your daughter wanted to do. Look at her response about being excited, about, you know, I can't believe you guessed my secret. Your daughter knew that you would oppose it, and this was something your daughter chose to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the deal is here, not you should have called me, because if she called you, she wouldn't have gotten it. And she knows that, you know that, I know that. But you have to take responsibility for it. And to say that your aunt talked you into it is not fair. That you know and I know, I've tried desperately to get you to go to bed early or to get your geometry done or not swear, all the things that you've tried to convince your daughter not to do, that she just either looks at you like that, you know, you're speaking Swahili and I don't know what you're talking about, or that look that says, right, you know, I'm going to pretend that I don't hate your guts, but we all know that I do. I mean, we all know, look, we've all been teenagers, let alone raised them.
Mm-hmm.
The message is, you take responsibility. If this is something you want to do, then what you can say is, Mom, this is something I really want to do. I know you don't want me to do it, so I'm not going to, you know, this is something that's really important to me. And the older she gets, the more it's going to be important for both of you that she, number one, takes responsibility, and number two, that you allow her to take responsibility on things that are not unsafe. So saying, Mom, I don't feel I should wear my seatbelt is not negotiable. Saying,
right.
Mom, you know, this is, I know you don't like this guy, but I want to go out with him.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about birth control. I mean, there are going to be all sorts of things as your daughter goes forward into adolescence and young adulthood that's going to be really important that she can tell you, that she can be honest with you, which means you're going to have to be willing to say, let me just give you an example. Because I raised a daughter that I think is independent as well. At one point she said, will you come with me and get a tattoo? And I said, no. It's your body. If you want a tattoo, you can do it. But I don't want to make it easy for you to do something that I don't think makes any sense. And I think tattoos are really cute when you're about 15. They're not going to be so cute when you're 25. But it's your body. You know, I can't tell you not to do it. I can tell you I don't think it's very wise, and I'm not going to come with you because I don't think it makes any sense, but you can do it if you need to do it. And that's kind of been our model, is that she will – so I know at least what she's doing most of the time, not all the time. I know so I can be aware. I don't have to worry about her making unsafe choices. But I would not have said to her, you can't do this. Because, first of all, there was really no way logistically to prevent her from doing it. I could explain to her why I didn't think it was a good idea and why I wasn't going to go along with it. But bottom line is we raise our children to make their own decisions. And we try to influence them. But the end way to influence them is to share our belief system with them, not to prohibit them. And, in fact, the other example, she came home one day and said she went to an inner city school. And she said, Mom, everybody in school has their ears pierced. Can we go get our ears pierced together? I said, okay. So we went and got our ears pierced together. Because that seemed to me, first of all, something that you could change, that it wasn't going to be lasting if you didn't want it to. And so it was fine. And would I have gotten my ears pierced if my daughter hadn't wanted to get her ears pierced? Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
But it was something she wanted to do. We did it together. And she was relatively young. I think she was like first or second grade. And she said, everybody has their ears pierced. I want to do it. Can we do it together? Okay. So part of it is the model that you set up for your daughter about how the two of you can talk about things that you don't agree on.
Mm-hmm.
So your in-laws are nearly irrelevant in this. Your daughter is the relevant one. And the only thing that really concerns me greatly about this, or the thing that concerns me the most, is that when your daughter, I mean, she was thrilled about it, that she sort of tried to make it that she was coerced. And that's not okay. That
mm-hmm.
make your decisions, you take responsibility for it. But she's 13. So
yeah. You'll
help her understand that. And, you know, and what I'd probably do is if your in-laws are close enough, I'd probably bake them today's National Chocolate Day, Cake Day. So take them over a chocolate cake and say, you know what, I think I've been kind of furious with you about the baptism, but it occurs to me, you know, you did it out of love. She's excited about it. Here's a chocolate cake. I love you. And you'll feel better. If you need to talk with me some more, stay on the line. If not, have a great chocolate day, cake day. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com. So I'm here, totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know. Plus, you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548. Or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. I have about a little more than a half hour left in this program, so if there's something on your mind that you'd like to chat with me about, not bad time to give me a call. 855-993-7569. All right, so we got a bunch of emails in today. So should we, when I say knock them off, it sounds kind of brutal, doesn't it? Maybe just like, maybe read them.
Yeah, let's read them. Here's an email, one that I thought was pretty interesting, actually, from Darcy emailing from Buffalo.
Okay.
She says, Dr. Joy, I am a licensed marriage and family therapist practicing for about 20 years. I was just offered my own 30-minute radio show on a local news talk radio station. I wondered if you can offer some guidance on how to find the right balance between enough depth to understand the issue, but not going so far as to bore the listeners. Personally, I think you're the perfect person to ask for this, by the way. She also says, I realize this is not therapy, so I have to shape my style to fit the medium. Thanks in advance.
Well, half an hour isn't very long, so I don't know. So she's a marriage counselor. I'll tell you my thing, which is just to ask people to, you know, to what's their question, which is the most effective tool that I've learned to just say, although my listeners, as you know, have gotten really good at saying, I know you want me to get to the point. The understanding being, I want just enough background, not so much because I need the background, because I can always ask anything that I need. So I have a sense of who you are and how you think, and by you telling me the background, that's the quickest way for me to get a sense of who you are, because all colors are not the same. So a little bit of background, and then what's your question here? And I'll give you a good example of that, as far as I'm concerned. I was giving a speech in Portland, Maine. I've given a speech in both Portland, Oregon, and Portland, Maine, so I have to differentiate which coast I'm on. Today is a better day to be in Oregon. Maine's just gotten dumped a lot of snow. But at any rate, it was during the summer, so it was okay. And it was a gym, so it was large, and there were those horrible wooden benches that they have for basketball games. So people were sitting around, and I'm sure their backs were bothering them. And Manny, you got a call. And so some guy came up to the, and they were all their friends and neighbors. And it was very well lit. It was not, you know, usually in an auditorium, the audience is dark and there's light on the stage, so people can feel a little bit anonymous. And this one, that isn't what the situation was. So you got a lot of people, neighbors, very well lit, very uncomfortable seats, and people had to come up to a microphone. And some guy is talking about his right in your area was talking about his ex-wife and his kids, and you know, she was dysfunctional family, and he's going on and on and on. And I said, can we get me to the point on this? And you know, I'm my family, and he kept going on and on. And finally, at some point, the audience is chanting, what's your question? Which is horrifying, because I'm feeling like this is a witch hunt, and this poor guy is, you know, it's hard enough to stand up in front of your neighbors and ask this question. And the audience has sort of turned on him, which I was not happy about at all. And so somebody from clear up in the bleachers screams, how do I get my kids to stop calling her husband dad? And everybody is applauding wildly. And I said, no, that's your question. His question may be, what do I do on Father's Day, or how do I move on, or should I do online dating, or do I have to, you know, do I Photoshop my wife out of the family pictures? So the question that people have will get you on the same page, and people will come up with extraordinary questions, ones that you didn't have, couldn't have begun to think about. So I think the combination of trying to get people to give you a little bit of background. And my listeners, as you know, are very willing to let me be basically vaguely rude. And do not try this at home. Do not try this in your own life, because it doesn't work. Of saying, can you get me to the point on this? But on the air, you can. Of saying, look, I really want to help you. I have limited time here. And then what's your question has been a very effective thing for me. Okay, it's an interesting kind of thing. I'm not sure. A half hour is kind of an odd amount of time. And what you may want to do is, a half hour, is to see if you can figure out maybe a test call or something, or maybe practice on some of your neighbors or whatever. But good luck. Okay, it's a great way to make a living. There, as I said, at one point, when I first started, I was second or third in the country, but there was no satellite, so it didn't make any difference. Tony Grant was first. I think I was second. I think Sonia Friedman was third. And then at one point, there were like 86 of us. And then Then there were like two of us. And then there were like the second wave, which was about 30-some. And now I think there's me. So what can I tell you? 855-99-375-69.
30 minutes is an interesting.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It probably means, yeah, that they're sharing it with somebody else.
Yeah, that's possible. Yeah.
And I wonder if she's time sharing as well, if she's paying for the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, because most shows are an hour.
Yeah.
Just because it's a block of time that you can, I mean, it used to be that people had, I mean, it turns out when I was working for one of the sort of premier stations in the country, it's one of the oldest stations in the country, that they had on the 24-hour clock, they had 24 different shows, which is a lot.
Really?
Yeah, and nobody had more than an hour. And now it's very common that the morning DJs quite often have like 4-hour shows, sometimes 5-hour shows. I don't know a whole lot of people that do 1-hour shows. I know a lot of people that do two.
Yeah,
I do three.
It's usually two and three. That's usually the kind of the standard now.
Yeah. But so a half hour is very unusual.
Good luck.
Yeah. Good luck. Yeah. What you said was in New Mexico?
Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo, New York.
Yeah.
I think I have a station in Buffalo.
Yeah, you might.
There you go. All righty. 855-99-375-69. So hopefully National Chocolate Cake Day. I'm just trying to, I've got, about a minute and a half here?
Yep.
Just trying to figure out exactly what I should talk about for exactly a minute and a half, because starting something and then, I'll tell you something. I just, do you have on your phone the CNN thing that sends you headlines?
I don't.
You don't have it.
I have an ESPN one, but yeah.
Sports.
Obviously.
Yeah. Dude. Apparently the Mormon Church has just come out with a statement saying that they are backing off or reexamining or something or softening their stand on gays.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. And that's a major thing because apparently the Mormon Church was one of the guiding funding sources behind, Proposition 8 in California.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of in some ways like Kelly's call of if it doesn't harm you, why don't we let other people do exactly what they want to do?
Right.
Right.
If it doesn't have any specific effect on you.
Yeah. If it's just not something
what
you like, you know, yeah. Who cares? I mean, you know, if it doesn't harm you, because, you know, you don't want other people necessarily having choices over things like this in your life.
Live and let live.
Oh, thank you. 855, okay, and do your own show. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, just take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jerry. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. Katie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Honey.
Hello.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you today?
Good. I love your show. Thank you for listening to me.
My pleasure. What's on your mind, Cookie?
My question is, I have a 14-year-old son who's very smart.
Okay.
Who's decided it's not so cool to be smart, and he's like almost intentionally not doing as well in school because it's not cool. Suggestions?
Yeah. How many kids do you have?
Just two.
Okay. Is the other one older or younger?
Older daughter, 16, he's 14. They're very close.
Okay.
What
does your son want for himself? Does he have any future plans?
No, we talk about stuff. He likes science a lot, and he's naturally very talented with music. But he likes science. He kind of thinks if you say what do you want to do, he'd say something in science. He would say, like, medicine or astronomy or something like that.
Okay. Well, if he wants to go to medical school, I mean, does he understands that he has to make relatively good grades, yes?
Right. I tell him that. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, buddy, if you want to go, you have to have the grades to do something like that.
And what does he say when you say that?
I know.
So how are his grades?
Well, he just did, you know, he got like 2 A's and like 4 B's, and he said, wow, that was pretty good since I hardly even tried. And I get frustrated with, like, you could be doing more.
All right, well, all right. But look, the point is he's doing well, all right?
Oh, yeah.
And he's in what, junior high school at this moment?
8th grade, yep.
Okay. Well, the world's about to get, is 9th grade high school or still junior high school?
Correct.
High school, right?
Correct.
The world is about to change for him. So at this moment, I mean, do you have a sense that if he worked harder, he could make better grades?
Oh, totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have the sense that he knows how to work harder?
You know, that's actually what I'm thinking, maybe, is he might not. Because it's always been pretty easy for him.
All right. Well, I would ask him that question, because I think that's the question, not, you know, why are you not working harder? Not if you work harder, you'd make better grades. But if you want, here's the way to pose it to him. If you wanted to do better, do you think you could?
He would
okay.
say yes.
Okay, and then you would say, the follow-up question is, how would you do that?
Okay.
And he would then say, hopefully, well, I would study more, I'd put in, you know, whatever. And then I would say, the third follow-up question, so the first question is, could you do better if you wanted to? How would you do better if you wanted to?
Okay.
Is there a bribe that I could offer you that would help, that would convince you to do whatever you said, number two, to work harder so you could make better grades?
Right.
And then leave it to him, because one of several things will happen. Either he, you know, it may not happen this semester, to be quite honest, because you've got till June. But there's about to be a come-to-the-mountaintop moment for your son, which is going to be called high school.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, the competition's going to get tougher. The teachers, you're not going to have to worry about it, because the teachers are going to say to him, you want to go to medical school, you better make better grades. And my guess is he's probably a very good test taker. And
very. Yeah.
And he probably has some good extracurricular activities, which doesn't hurt getting into medical school. And so the point is not, can he do better? Because he knows he can. The question, or we need to know, as long as you have the sense, and you can get this from him fairly quickly, that he knows how to do better if he wants to, then you're allowed to back off. And you can obviously offer him the bribe, as long as he knows how. And if he doesn't know how, my guess is that about October this year, it's going to be, oh my goodness, what do I do now? Because he's going to try the charming, you know, I'll just kind of occasionally drop into class and occasionally pay attention and hang out with my cool friends. And, oh my gosh, I'm getting C's.
Right.
And my guess is that this is a kid who is not going to be thrilled with C's. So you're not even going to have to worry about it. Because if he starts getting C's, he's going to worry about it. The teachers are going to worry about it. And then he'll either come to you or he'll begin up. If he doesn't know how to do it, he'll either come to you or come to somebody at school and say, I want to get into medical school. I don't get this. You'll have the sense that everything's just hit the fan. Or he'll apply himself more, at which point the problem's solved. So at this moment, I would just do the three-part question. Could you do better if you wanted? How would you do that? And is there a bribe I can offer you so that both of us can see that you can do that? And if he doesn't take you up on it, I mean, he obviously is going to have us to answer questions one and questions two. But if number three, I mean, first of all, the idea of a bribe to a 14-year-old is pretty interesting. And you don't have to nag him because this is going to be a self-limiting problem. And his aspirations for himself are lofty enough that he'll figure this out. So I wouldn't worry about it.
All right. I got
all right.
it. So can you, how, and a bribe.
Exactly so.
Okay.
You just got 100%. And then it gets you out of, and part of it is he is I mean, he's kind of experimenting. He's trying to find the line between not seeming like a dweeb or a nerd, so his friends,
exactly,
you know, and still being cool. But he has aspirations for himself. If he didn't know, if he said, well, I want to be in a rock band, dude, then you'd have a problem. But and the first time he gets anywhere near a C, my guess is that that there will be a serious reevaluation of strategy. So
yeah,
I wouldn't worry. All right?
Okay, I won't. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. 855-99-37569. And as, I mean, whenever I say bribe on the air, I get like 45 emails say, how could you bribe kids? We all get bribed all the time. It's called a salary, or it's called a bonus, or it's called a bribe. The idea being helping someone to understand why it's in their best interest to do what you want them to do. And it's how the world works, and there's nothing wrong with it, that we go to work, on, especially the days where we don't feel like we want to, because most of us have this irritating habit of eating, and you can actually go to the grocery store and buy food if you get a salary. So we go to work even when we don't feel like it. That's a bribe. Pack our kids a peanut butter jelly sandwich because then they say, "Mommy, I love you," or whatever. I mean, the world works by people sort of negotiating with one another for what they want and making each other happy about that. So I don't have any problem with bribery. It's as long as it's legal. So, did you know, it's interesting. I think you haven't been my producer when I've been. So this will happen, I think, this spring. I think it happens in, when does it actually happen? I think it happens in May.
Okay.
Where I go to the UN and we do a live broadcast from the United Nations,
oh, okay,
which is really fun. Yeah. You'll really like it. And because there's some really smart, really dedicated people at the UN, and which is really a pleasure because they really are trying to make the world a better place. But I interviewed this guy last year, which was the first time I'd ever done this particular group, because the UN essentially has this organization that basically deals with the Fortune 500 companies on a worldwide basis. And what they have is this new set of rules, and one of the things it precludes is bribery, which is pretty cool because bribery, I mean, you know, we're not talking about trying to help your kid do better in school. We're talking about sort of under the table payments for questionable legitimacy and stuff like that. So what can I tell you? 855-99 Dr. Joy. Is that pronounced NATO? NATO, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yes, I have a problem.
Okay.
My husband passed away about 7 months ago.
Okay.
And I was his caregiver for the past 5-6 years. And lately I just am procrastinating about a house cleaning and getting files in order and just not my usual self. And I didn't know whether or not it's part of my grieving or what's going on.
Yeah. Well, how old are you, NATO?
I'm 79.
Okay. Well, honey, it sounds to me that are you having a hard time getting out of bed in the morning and stuff like that?
No.
All right, so you can get out of bed in the morning.
Oh, I'm doing fine except for that, just getting the house in order.
All right, are you getting it in order to sell it? Or just
just
cleaning
just
it up?
Put things away and all his medical stuff and things like that.
Well, that's hard. Is it all right? Let me, because one of the possibilities, it doesn't sound to me that you're depressed, although that's one of the possibilities. But if you're getting out of bed in the morning and you're doing activities, and everything focuses, the inactivity focuses on being able to put away his stuff, that's a very different problem. Let me put you on hold, and you make sure that that is the area, that putting away his medicines and his books and his suits and his clothing and stuff like that. Make sure that that's the only area, and if so, I'll be right back to you and we'll talk about it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not.
Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise. Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. NATO, what I wanted you to sort of think about over the break was whether or not your inability to kind of get your act together only focused on getting sort of cleaning up some of the stuff left over from your husband. Is that where all the problem lies?
Yeah, and also, you know, I go out and then I just put things on the dresser and I don't want to put it away and I just procrastinate. It's awful.
Right, well, It may be that one of the things about putting your husband's medicine away and putting his clothing away and putting his magazines away and his books away is that it makes it feel like he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you keep those things around, you can on some level, obviously you're not a stupid woman and you know he's not there, but it may comfort you. So maybe one of the things to do is see if you can get a next door neighbor or one of your children or a friend to come over with you and pick maybe a couple of things. Believe it or not, it may be that one of the medicine bottles may be a comfort to just keep it in your bathroom to remind him and throw away the rest. It may be that there is a particular shirt that you'd like to use as a nightshirt of his that would be a comfort. So it's okay to keep some things around, but go and pick like one shirt or one tie or one pair of shoes or things that have some meaning so you feel that you're really sort of remembering him. He's not completely gone from your life, but that your house isn't cluttered. And I think you'll feel better about that. And it may be really helpful to have somebody do it with you. It may also be helpful, for example, to give the suits to Goodwill so you know that somebody is getting value from them. For the medicine, probably just sort of throwing that away. The books, there may be a library or a shelter, a men's shelter, a woman's shelter, a VA hospital that could use some of his books. But go through, have somebody do it with you, because it's a very difficult thing to do that by yourself. But having somebody with you, especially somebody who's very strict, that says, NATO, pick one, not 15, will really help you. And are there other areas that you said that you put things down and don't put them away? I mean, maybe that. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, what are the things that you're putting down that you're not putting away?
I think sometimes if I just have ADHD or
ADHD is what it's called. I don't think I'd worry about it at this moment. I think what I would do is get things picked up, because the best way to have a neat house, as you know, is to neaten it up. Because when things are messy, it's very hard to keep things neat. When things are neat, it's very hard to make them messy. So in the next day or two, I'd call up a neighbor or one of your kids or a friend and just see if you can.
My son's not up to it, so I put all the clothes in the closet, and I figured when he's
You don't have to do that. You can get one of your neighbors to do it, and Goodwill will probably come and pick them up. I wouldn't wait on your son.
No.
What's the problem with your son?
Well, he just got out of the service after so many years, and he doesn't have that many clothes. And
do the clothes fit him?
Yes, it does, and that's why I figured, well, I'll give him until spring, I suppose. And then
no, I wouldn't do it. How close to you does he live?
Oh, only 15 minutes away.
All right. Do you have a car?
Of course.
All right. What you're going to do is you're going to go and you're going to pick out the things that are worn. Just get rid of. Just give those away.
Yeah.
All right. But any of the things that you think look pretty much up to date, and again, one of your next door neighbors might really be able to help you on this, who has got kind of a critical eye and says, NATO, no one's worn that suit for 30 years. Your son's not going to wear it. So go through and pick out the good stuff and take it over to his house and let him go through it when he's ready.
Right.
Don't keep it in your house. And that way he can throw it away.
No, he'd give it to Goodwill or something.
That's fine. That's fine. But it's out of your house, and that way the clothes are there, so he doesn't have to come over. And it may, you know, it may be hard for him too. He's having an adjustment. He lost his dad, and he's lost the structure that he's had in his life for all these years. So pick out the good stuff, get rid of the icky stuff. So you've already done that for him, and he may do the same thing. He may pick one jacket or something, because assuming that they're the same size and they have the same taste and that they're up to date. So take the good stuff over to him and let him go through it. And either you can go through it with him, or he can go through it whenever he gets around to it. And the rest of the stuff, either he can take to Goodwill, or you can take to Goodwill, but your house will be neat.
Yeah. Okay, thank you much.
All righty. Good enough.
All right, bye.
It is hard. I mean, it's hard to clean out our own stuff. And the way to do it is to put everything out on the bed. Put all the shoes out and put all the black shoes together and all the red shoes together. Men don't have these kinds of problems. But they have ties. You guys have ties that you haven't worn since God's dog was a puppy, right? I mean, they're horrible. And no one, and everybody, guys say, well, they'll come back. No, they won't.
I've got some shirts. I've got some shirts that I haven't worn in probably about 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, give them away.
Probably get rid of them.
Give them away. Yeah. And if you have somebody to go through it with you, it really helps. But knowing, I think throwing clothes away, throwing stuff away for me is very hard.
Yeah.
But giving them to Goodwill is very easy because you know somebody's going to get some benefit from them.
See, and the problem I have too is I might look at a shirt that I haven't worn in say like a year and a half or 2 years. I might pull it out of the drawer, pull it out of the closet, and say. And think about getting rid of it, but then I think, I might wear it again. Yeah, I might wear it again. But then,
Here's the other way to do it. That well, first of all, put all the shirts that are same color in one place.
Yeah.
Because then what you'll find is you'll have 15 white shirts. And several of them have yellow stains underneath the armpits or frayed collars. So you're going to, and if you put them all in the same place. If you just pick out that one white shirt, you're not going to notice the yellow stains. But if you put 15 out there, nobody needs 15 white shirts.
Right.
So pick the 5 that you like the best, get rid of the rest of them. Put all the blue shirts together, all the striped shirts together.
Mm-hmm.
And then just pick the creme de la creme, and you'll always look good. The rest of them you can get rid of. And the other way to do it, if there's some stuff that's kind of iffy, that if you haven't worn it for a year, put it in a box. And put it someplace. And if you haven't worn it the next year, you give it away. But so there's a transition.
Right.
Because you say, well, this is perfectly good. You know, I might wear this.
Mm-hmm.
No, you won't.
Right.
No, you won't.
Yeah, and that's the ultimate, that's the big hurdle that I tell myself every time. I'll pull out an old shirt and I'll say, I might wear that one more time, when in reality, there's no chance.
No. Well, and the reason you're not wearing it is for a very good reason. Either it's out of style, or it's not comfortable, or it's got a stain on it, or you have 4 other that look better. And it's not only that you get rid of stuff you don't need, which is really, the purging feels wonderful, but also that you look good all the time, because there's nothing you can pull out of your closet that doesn't look terrific on you.
Right.
Doesn't look terrific, get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right? All over America, people are baking chocolate cakes and purging their closet. All right. So, now, do you wear ties still? A lot of men don't wear ties anymore.
I don't. On occasion, I might, you know, if I'm dressed up pretty good, I'll probably throw on a tie. But usually, I'll go without the tie and a little more casual and laid back.
All right. Then we can look at the ties and get rid of some of those as well. That was a trick question.
I think I only have like 2 in my closet.
All right. Well, you're allowed to keep 2. All right. Go through the white shirts. I want to hear from you tomorrow about how many you got rid of. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.